As Donald Trump has won the presidency, homes have immediately become more expensive and less in reach for average American citizens. And that is because mortgage rates are on the rise. And I will now explain how and why that is happening in a totally non-political way. Now, the reason why homes have become more expensive is because mortgage rates are on the rise. In fact, immediately after Trump winning the election, mortgage rates increased from 6.72% to 6.79%. In fact, mortgage rates have been on the rise since September 26, when they were at 6.08% for a 30-year mortgage and 5.16% for a 15-year mortgage, and have been on the rise as it started to look more and more likely that Trump was going to win. But what does Trump have to do with mortgage rates? Isn't this more so affected by interest rates at the Fed? And the Fed have been cutting interest rates. In fact, they've cut it by 0.75% this year so far. Shouldn't that mean mortgage rates should also be coming down? And the answer is no, because mortgage rates are forward-looking towards expected inflationary pressure, and three key policies that Trump ran on are all inflationary: tax cuts, tariffs, and deportation. Now, I just made a video talking about how and why tariffs cause inflation. Now, if you import in goods, tariffs are actually an import tax put on the US company. But it's not like they cover that whole thing. They push the costs onto the US consumer. But if we even move everything within America, we cannot meet our own consumption demands, even if we produce as much as raw materials as we possibly can to try to meet that consumption. We will have to import in goods that get hit with that tariff that push on costs to US citizens. And if more US citizens are part of the labor force making our goods, US citizens require much higher salaries. And those costs are much more expensive than any shipping costs you're saving on. And they ultimately as well get pushed on to the end consumers, making things more expensive and increasing inflation. Trump's policy of tax cuts is also inflationary. And the reason why is these are very large tax cuts for corporations as well as for very wealthy people. Now, you might say, oh, if corporations are getting taxed less, their profit margins are going to be even better. There's not going to be a need to increase the price of goods. Correct. In fact, they're going to hire more people as well, potentially, and job market could do very, very well. That all does and sounds and feels really, really good. But the thing is if more people have high paying jobs, more people have more money. If more people have more money, and if more people are being taxed less, they also have more money, they spend more. If you spend more, demand goes up. If demand goes up, so too do the price of goods, and therefore inflation. Now let's talk about deportations, because you might immediately be like, how the hell did deportations increase inflation? What do they have to do with it? In fact, if you're actually removing people from America, aren't there less people to buy things, which means demand actually comes down and inflation would come down? That is an effect. However, the effect of increased labor costs, because cheap labor from immigration, especially for things like picking crops and agriculture, you're going to have to hire more people locally. Once again, Americans require much higher salaries. So if a company's labor costs go up, it's not like they eat those costs for the benefit of society. These are for-profit companies, right? They're going to take those costs and cook them into their products, and the cost of the goods go up at a much higher degree than the demand comes down from less people in America because they've been deported, right? It is ultimately an inflationary trigger. And it's because of those three main policies. Granted, they haven't been enacted, right? So what ultimately does get pushed through, if they do push through policies across those three that are just less aggressive than what Trump has talked about on his campaign, we could see mortgage rates begin to lower. However, if they are implemented the way that the Trump campaign said that they want to implement them, mortgage rates could be expected to continue to increase and then maintain very, very high rates, making it less affordable and less attainable for Americans to one day own a home.